grandparents. So we've got several that are going to be getting baptized today and going public with their faith. And so we just got a lot of great things going on this morning, and we're just glad that you're able to come and just participate and join in on all that's going on. We do have a summer Wednesday night a study that's going to be going on called Think Differently. And it's going to be Wednesdays from 6:30 to about 8 or 8:30. And it's going to begin on June the 14th and running through August, really the whole summer, a 10-week study. And if you'd like to participate in that, we've got several that have. But I'm looking for some men to join me in this study in the summer. And so the sign-up is in the back of the event counter. And we just encourage you, you know, to sign up for that. It's going to be a powerful study, and a transformative study for us, in the summer. So wanted to just to say that. So we do have our nursery that's available for those that need it, but the rest of our classes are not meeting today, as we have some good stuff that's going to be going on, and so. At this time, we're going to go ahead, and we got a couple baby dedications this morning, and we're going to go ahead and proceed with those. And so, today's a learning curve for us. We're just moving around today. All right, is that okay with you? Huh? If it's not, I guess too bad. So I'm gonna ask. The Clements bring Jasper up, and the Sheffers bring Michael up front. If you could just go ahead and stand all the way up top, all the way up on top. Yeah, all the way up. And if you have grandparents are here, I'm just going to invite you to gather around your family. Nice. Doesn't this look good? Great families up here, long children. Nice here. We're excited to be able to dedicate these young children today, and we've invited the parents and any grandparents to just join in this. And, you know, Jesus had a special place in his heart for children. He always freely welcomed him, and how many appreciate that about Jesus? He said, whoever welcomes, a little child, like this in my name welcomes me. And so, another place in the Gospels, we're reminded that, or we read that he brought children. Children were brought to him, and babies were brought to Jesus so that he might place his hands upon them and pray for them. And this is exactly what we're going to do today. And we're presenting these children to Christ and dedicating ourselves, all of us, to training them up in the ways of the Lord. And so listen to what this scripture says, Deuteronomy chapter 6. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all of your strength. And these commands that I give you today are to be upon your hearts. Impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home, when you walk along the road, when you lie down, and when you get up. And this is the calling of a parent. There's no greater privilege than to lead your own children to Jesus and praying for them to receive Christ as their Savior when they're old enough to understand what the gospel really means. And so the best thing a mom and dad could do, the best thing a grandparent could do, is to teach their children to love and fear God. That's the best thing that you could do. And so as your pastor, together with the whole congregation, I just challenge you as parents, grandparents, really all of us here today, to love God with every fiber of our being, and to teach our kids to do the same. There's no greater task for us to do than to do that. So today, I want to ask you a few questions today, parents. By coming forward before God, this church, do you declare your desire to dedicate yourselves and your child to the Lord? It's just so answer, I do. Do you vow by God's help in partnership with the church to provide your kids with a Christian home of love and peace? If so, answer, we do. Do you promise to raise them in the truth of God's written word, encourage them to one day personally trust Jesus Christ as their Savior and their Lord? If so, answer, we do. And if you're a grandparent here today, or you're supporting your family member in a role like that, just ask, do you promise to support your children as they seek to be a family of faith? If so, answer, we do. And finally, to all of you, as all of us, as believers in Jesus' church, we have the responsibility, don't we, to teach the gospel to our kids. And so do we, by God's help and empowering, endeavor to be faithful to God and to help teach and train these kids in the ways of the Lord so that they might one day personally commit their lives to Jesus Christ? If so, answer, we do. We do that. Amen. So let's pray for these.
We pray for Elijah, God, that he, God, would have a softened heart as he grows up, God. He would have a softened heart towards the things of God, towards the ways of God, towards the teaching of God, towards the scriptures, toward the Spirit of God. God, we pray that he would have a soft heart towards you. Bless him in the name of the Lord. We pray this in Christ's name. We pray for Jasper. We ask God that you'd bless him, God, and that you would keep his heart tender. And God, as his parents talk about God, that he would want and be eager to learn more about him. God, just bless him in the name of the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Let's give these families and. I can't think of many better things to do, really, than to do that. It's always exciting. Amen? Well, today is also an exciting day at the Vineyard for several. Today, this is really a day of a morning of firsts. We have, we're going to be conducting our first baptisms here in our sanctuary. Typically, we've done these at the Cass County Y, in the pool. But we've been sensing for some time that in order to capture the full celebration as a congregation, that we need to do it here. How many are glad that we're doing it here? Yeah. What's really cool is that we have younger kids, we have a teenager, we also have some adults, and we're excited, and we need to be excited for them as well. So, hey, you know what? Today's the day of shouting, so. Don't hold back, all right? There should be some sounding. So today, it's a first for us. It's a first for us in a lot of different areas. So before I do invite those to come one by one who are getting baptized, I want to share just for a few moments about the importance of baptism. And water baptism is so significant, very significant in the Christian's life. In fact, it's so significant that Jesus himself was baptized in water prior to starting his earthly ministry. And I'll talk more about this in just a moment. But the point is, Jesus was baptized. And if he's our Savior, if he's the one who directs our lives, then we should endeavor to follow Jesus in all things. True? Including baptism. And so this is what we're doing today. You know, after the resurrection, after his resurrection, and prior to Jesus ascending into heaven, he left his followers with a simple but great command. The church refers to it as the Great Commission. How many know that? Matthew 28, therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you, and surely I'm with you always, even to the very end of the age. That's the Great Commission and the great promise that we have from God, isn't it? And so we've been involved in this series, as many of you know, called Mission Possible. Spending some time in the book of Acts, and as you read it, you will see that the early church placed a huge importance in water baptism. When people would turn their lives over to Jesus, the leaders of the church would immediately look for a body of water deep enough to baptize them in. Acts chapter 2, verse 38, remember we kicked off our series with this. You know, the people responded to Peter's message, his sermon, the first sermon of the church on the day of Pentecost. And the first thing that he instructs them to do is to repent and to be baptized. Every one of them in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of their sins, as the scripture says. And it says, you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. And then we read further that in verse 41 that says, those who gladly received Peter's words were baptized. Now, I met with several this morning that are going to be getting baptized. And let me tell you, they're pumped. They're glad. They're excited about doing this. And, Peter, he says, we'll baptize you. And 3,000 that day were baptized. We saw in Acts chapter 8, or we see in Acts chapter 8, Philip was a newly appointed deacon, a servant in the church, and he talked to an Ethiopian about Jesus, and they finished their conversation, and the Ethiopian asked him, he said, what's keeping me from being baptized? And Philip says, well, if you believe with all your heart, basically, let's do it. And they did. They found some water, and they baptized this new convert. And so I give you all these scriptures to make this point. Baptism means identification. We could say it this way. When you get baptized, it means you're going public. You're going public. You're going public with your faith. There's nothing hidden. There's nothing covert. There's no cover-ups. There's no reticent behavior of any kind. You're waving up your hands and you're saying, I am a follower of Jesus. And some of you, and many of you have done that. Most of you have done that. And so you're going public with something that's already happened to you. You've already identified yourself with Jesus. You already believe in what you did and what he did through and his death, through his resurrection, and through his life. And so you're already saved. For it's by grace that you've been saved, right? Through faith. And this is not even from yourselves. It's a gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. And so you're going public. So let's have those of you that are going to go public, just raise your hands up. I'm going public. Yeah, I'm going public. Yeah, excellent. Yeah, but you know, here's the thing, though. Baptism is a unique experience. At the same time we're going public with our faith, it's a special moment between you and Jesus, and you get to, with a very physical act, tell him that you're committed to living
for him and pleasing him with your life. And so on one hand, it's a public act, and in another hand, it's a very intimate act between you and Jesus. And I just want to say this. You know, when we do things like this, it's a good reminder for all of us who consider ourselves Christians that we need to make a daily commitment to go public with our faith in our homes, in our marketplaces, in our workplaces, that we need to make a daily commitment to go public with our faith. How many know that that's true, right? We need to make that commitment. And so there's this thing about going public, but, you know, it's really a pretty simple process. You go down in the water and you come up, right? That's a pretty simple process. But what happens when you go down in the water? Well, first it's a picture of what Jesus did when he took the punishment for your sins and my sins. He was crucified and buried that we might be forgiven. Amen? That's right. And he was raised to life so that we might experience eternal life with him. So it's this picture of Jesus and what he did, but it's also a picture of what happened to us when we committed ourselves to be a Christian. Romans chapter 6 says, we therefore were buried with him through baptism into death in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life. We go down, we come up. Just say that with me. We go down, we come up. So when you go under the water, which several of you, we're going to put them under. We'll bring them up, though. I promise. When you go under the water, it shows people that you believe Jesus died for you. And when you come up out of the water, you're saying that you're no longer defined by your sin, that Jesus has given you a new life. New life. You go down. But let me say this more about this idea of coming up out of the water. When you come out of the water, you show others that you believe that God brought Jesus back to life. You believe that resurrection, the resurrection of Jesus, is the most powerful event in all of history. That's what we're saying. But there's another important supernatural event, and that's the radical change that Jesus brought to your life. That's a resurrection of sorts, isn't it? The old self-centered, self-indulgent, self-seeking, self-gratifying, self-natured you is gone. And now your whole life is focused on living and speaking and acting in ways that please God. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is what? He's a new creation. The old is gone. The new has come. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. And so, for all of you that have already been baptized, are believers today, water baptism is a very powerful reminder of God's wonderful grace that changes a person. Amen? And so you can rejoice along with those who are getting baptized because the same grace that they've experienced, you've experienced in your life. Amen? Now, going public, going down, coming up. But there's one more thing. It's moving forward. Moving forward. As we said at the beginning, Jesus set the example for water baptism. As the perfect, sinless Son of God, he had no need to be baptized in water. But he willingly submitted himself to John the Baptist to be baptized. And there were several things that happened when Jesus was baptized. One, the Holy Spirit came upon him and empowered him for his upcoming earthly ministry. Matthew says this, at the moment Jesus came out of the water, heaven was opened, and Jesus saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and resting on him. The other thing that happened was a voice was heard from heaven, and it said this, this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. And those two things, that happened at Jesus' baptism can happen in our baptism. All heaven can break loose. And the Holy Spirit can create and strengthen faith in our hearts, and we can walk away with greater power to live for Him, greater power to speak for Him, greater power to do works in His name. The Spirit can rest upon us and empower our lives. And so baptism isn't the culmination of our journey with Christ. Baptism is just the beginning of a life of ministry. As the scripture says, God has already prepared in advance things for us to do. There's things for each of us to do that God's prepared. So, not only that, but we can walk away with a daily confidence that we are loved by God. How many would like to know that feeling? That we are loved by God, not condemned by God. That we are affirmed by God, not rejected by God. That we are valued by God, not discarded by God. And we could know that God is well pleased with us as well, as we've embraced Him by faith. So, we're going public. We're going down. We're coming up. And we're moving forward. Those phrases should define our lives, don't you think? Each of those phrases should define our lives. Amen? Amen. All right. So, how many are ready to witness our baptisms? You don't have to be so quiet. It's too quiet. It's too quiet. I'm going to invite those that are getting baptized. If there's some empty seats up here, and if you'd like to come up and sit on these empty seats, that would be great. So those of you that are getting baptized. Courtney? Is Courtney here? Okay. All right, we're going to start at Courtney. Come on up here, Courtney. Right up here. Right up here, I'll take that. This is Courtney, and Courtney wrote just a short but powerful statement of her faith, and I want to read it to you from her. She says, "I love Jesus, and I give my heart to Him to follow Him always." Isn't that great? Yeah. So, Courtney, you believe Jesus died for your sins, and you've accepted Him as your Savior. Yeah, and you're ready to be baptized. All right. You have anything you want to say? You ready? Might be a little chilly. We're going to do it. All right. Take a sign. Connor, come on up here, Connor. All right, Connor. Come over here, buddy. All right. Connor says, I love Jesus, and I want to learn more about him, and I want to follow him with my life. So, little Connor, you understand that Jesus died for your sin. Amen? And he has given you life, and he wants to be your friend. Amen? Okay. So you ready to be out? You got anything you want to say?
No.
No? Sure? That's why you wrote it down, right? Okay, you ready? Okay, there you go. Nicole, where's Nicole? Come up here, Nicole. Stand right beside me. This is Nicole. She said, my name is Nicole. I accepted Jesus in my heart last Easter. I love worshiping and learning about God. I want to get baptized because I want people to see Christ in me. Wow. Isn't that nice? Yeah. I'm ready to be a Jesus rock star so I can spread his love. Okay. Go for it. I want to trust Jesus because he saved me. Amen. Got anything else you want to say? That says it, right? You're ready, aren't you? Let's get baptized in Jesus' name. It's probably not very encouraging for those that are coming later. We promise you next year the water will be warmer. We've done all that we could this year. It's still warmer than the YMCA pool sometimes. Uh-huh. Yeah. So we got Madison. Madison. Come here and stand right beside me, Madison. This is a cool story right here. Madison, this past year, Madison was in church listening to me talk about how to get saved. And Madison, after the service, she said she wanted to be saved. She heard the gospel, and she says, I want to be saved. And then Diana, right, explained to Madison what that was about and led her to the Lord, all right? Yeah. And so Madison is a follower of Jesus, aren't you? And you want to be baptized and show yourself to be a Christian, don't you? Amen. You got anything you want to say? All right. You ready? You're not too afraid of this cold water, are you?
Baptized Madison in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Libby? Now, I have to tell a story. This morning, before the service, Libby thought that I was going to actually get in the water with her. And I told her, well, I'm not going to do that, Libby. I'm going to be on the outside. She said, well, most pastors do get in the water. And I felt horrible. And I was like, well, now I feel like a bad pastor. Right. But Libby wrote out a little statement. She said, Jesus is my Savior. My mom and stepdad and my pastors have helped me learn about being a Christian. And I want to worship and follow Jesus with all of my heart. You can't ask for much better than that. Right. And so you're ready, right, to be baptized. Anything else you want to add to that? Okay, let's do it then. Okay, we're going to bring Sarah up. Where's Sarah? Yeah. Now, Sarah could read this on her own, but I'm going to go ahead and read it for her. So, she's got a wonderful testimony. Throughout my life, God has always been planting seeds to show me his power. I think the moment where I really started thinking hard about him, however, was in sixth grade. My great-great-grandma, Macklin, had just passed away, and we're in the process of transporting her belongings from Miller's. And I won't go into her life too much, but I will say she was truly the type of Christian we all strive to be. And one day, when I got off the bus from school, I saw that our minivan was burned up. And when I say burn up, I mean the car was reduced to a pile of ashes and melted stuff. Everything was gone, including all the things my grandma took with her to the nursing home. Everything that is except for my grandma's most prized possession, my mom found her Bible in the ashes. The edges were burnt, but the words in her notes were nearly untarnished. That really hit me deep down in some ways that I wouldn't realize until I was a little older. Fast forward to freshman year, I was having kind of a tough time in school, was in a very different state of mind. Still, God kept coming up in subtle ways, and one day my best friend Kaylee, came up to me in PE, of all places, physical education, and asked me if I wanted to come to church with her family for the little Christmas program the youth used to put on so I could see her play the piano. I took lessons myself. I was excited to see her progress. I said yes. The Christmas program happened. I kept coming back with the Smiths. Story continues. About 6 months later, Kaylee and I embarked on what would be the most significant week of my life, Summer of Service. It's a sort of youth conference mission trip hybrid that is unlike anything I've ever seen before. When I say that trip was impactful, I mean it shattered the way I think about life. I heard the voice of God for the first time, and it changed me. And those of you who have been attending the Vineyard for a while have heard lots of my stories from SOS, and there are too many to go over right now, so I'll just say that if any want to talk, I would love to talk after the service sometime. Anyway, yeah, talk to her. You want to experience the power of God. Anyway, SOS impacted me so much that I committed my life to Jesus right then and there. And over the past year or so, I've had to pray my way through the college decision process. Now that I've found my new home, I've been trying my hardest to prepare my heart and my mind for the changes to come. And throughout the whole process, God's little voice has been whispering in my ear that I have some unfinished business, and I'm getting baptized today. Not because it's the last step in establishing my faith in Jesus, but because it's the first step in a new chapter. A chapter in which I will grow, a chapter in which I will experience new things, but most importantly, a chapter in which I'm going to develop in my faith and make a greater commitment to the one who loves me, who loves all of us, no matter what. Now, that was a wonderful testimony of the transforming power of God. Amen. You want to add to that? No? You ready? God.
Can I say something?
Yeah.
But along with her testimony, because I'm a youth leader, Michelle and I, and when Kaylee and Sarah came back from SOS that spring, they immediately grabbed me and said, there's something different in my life, and I know the answer. And what that started within our youth group was leadership to follow Christ. And I just want to commend Sarah and Kaylee and the other guys that are in our class because they're learning to follow Christ.
Amen. Amen. All right. Pauline? Pauline and I have known each other for a long time, probably decades, I think. Yeah, 20 years or more. And Pauline told me this morning that she was baptized as a young child, but didn't really remember it, didn't really know what was happening. But she understands now, and she has put her faith in Jesus Christ to save her and to transform her life. Amen? Yeah. You have anything you want to say?
I appreciate all of you coming today, even my mom and my husband.
Yeah, amen. Amen. So, we're going to baptize you, Pauline. Hey, are we celebrating? Let's bring Ruby. Ruby's not sure now. Okay, well, let's come over here for just a second. All right. So, Ruby, I just want to just ask you a question. Have you put your faith in Jesus Christ to save you and give you eternal life? Yes. Have you chosen to follow him, live for him? Yes. And you've never been baptized? You have? Okay. But you felt like you needed to do this again. About 10 years old. I'm not going to ask you how old you are today. Right, yeah. So it was a long time ago. And you feel like you need to do this. Okay, are you ready? Okay, it's chilly. All right, Devin. Where's Devin? He's hiding. Come over here, Devin. This is Devin Hayden. Devin's 33 years old. He said, I've been coming to the church at the Vineyard here for a few months, and he let Jesus into his life. The Sunday before Easter of this year, he responded to some ministry, and Paul prayed over him and encouraged him to let go. And he felt something just really came over him, and he gave everything, his whole life, to God. That day when I went home, I started to tell everyone to forgive me, which is a good indicator that God's done something in you. He says, I'm ready to see what God has for me. Amen. So anything else you want to add to that? I'm ready. Okay. All right. Let's do it. Yeah. So let's. How many have just enjoyed this and just celebrated along with these? It's just been such a great thing. Yeah, you can have a seat if you want. If you're going to stick around wet, you, all right, he's going to stay, right? All right. All right. Yeah, so anybody else, you're a Christian, you're a believer, you've not been baptized, now's the time.
We have extra towels.
We have extra towels. You want to get baptized? Now's your time. Okay. Let's all stand. My chains are gone, I've been set free. My God, my Savior, has ransomed me. And like a flood, His mercy reigns, unending love, amazing grace. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace, 'twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieve. How precious did that grace appear the hour I first believed. My chains are gone, I've been set free. My God, my Savior has ransomed me. And like a flood, His mercy reigns, unending love, amazing grace. Secures. He will my shield and portion be as long as life endures. My chains are gone, I've been set free. My God, my Savior, ransom me. And like a flood, His mercy reigns, unending love, amazing grace. My chains are gone, I've been set free. My God, my Savior, has ransomed me. And like a flood, His mercy reigns, unending love, amazing grace. Unending love, amazing grace. Unending love, amazing grace. Just celebrate His grace today. We celebrate His grace in our hearts. Amen. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Go and just continue that celebration, that heart of celebration, and celebrate the grace of God in these people's lives and your life. Just be blessed today. Amen.